Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whenever you may be listening. This is the Albanish Encores with John Leeming at the microphone. Now, a few weeks ago, one of our regular listeners, Martin Barker from Suffolk, came up to me at a theatre organ concert and told me that he had some rare archived broadcast recordings that might be of interest to our listeners. "Oh, yes, please," I said, and a few days later, they duly arrived through the magic of cyberspace. So, in this week's programme, we're going to hear a selection from those recordings. To start with, we're going to the Netherlands and the Standaard Compton organ that is now in the Broadcasting Concert Hall in Hilversum. But this broadcast is from the organ's original home in the Avro Radio Studio in 1980. Well, in spite of the opening words from the announcer, it is, of course, George Blackmore that we're going to hear now.
Avro Hilversum 1. Jack Blackmore bespeelt namelijk het Avro Concertorgel.
Oh, George Blackmore certainly made his point there, didn't he? And the announcer did correct himself later. George Blackmore opened with his signature tune, Cock of the North, followed by one of his favourites, Organ Grinder's Swing. Back to 1960 now, and the BBC Theatre Organ, which at that time was the ex-Reginald Fort Muller. I don't think Howard Thomas has ever been featured on the Organist Encores so far, so it's high time that we put that right. Here he is with a delightful piece of light music, one that's new to me. It has a sort of Rotten Row feel to it, and it's called Morning Canter. splendid. Light music so reminiscent of the 1950s there, from composer Arnold Steck, which is the pen name of Leslie Statham, played by Howard Thomas on the BBC Moller. Now, included in Martin Barker's archives are a number of editions of The Organist Entertains, including the occasion of David Shepherd's fine broadcast from the Odeon Leicester Square in London in November 1981. Now, David's great admiration for former Leicester Square resident Gerald Shaw sparked this tribute from him, Gerald's arrangement of Turn Ye to Me. Masterly musicianship from David Shepherd. Now, I have to admit that I cheated a bit there because Martin's tape ran out just before the end of that piece, so I used a copy I already had in my own archives. Well, David is very fond of tuneful light music, and this next one I'm going to play, he himself sometimes has played at concerts. I've heard him describe it as an absorbing little piece, and it's back to the BBC Theatre Organ again to hear it played. Not by David this time, but by Peter Kilby. Tampico from Peter Kilby in 1957. Back to the Netherlands with Bernard Drucker at the Avro Studio Organ in 1980 and Misty.
Thank you.
Misty was, of course, one of Brian Rodwell's party pieces, and I rarely miss an excuse to include something from him. Likewise, I rarely miss an opportunity to include the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer. Well, by good chance, they both come together in an old edition of The Organist Entertains in Brian's collection. The original BBC recording was a bit dry, so I've taken the liberty of spicing it up a bit with some artificial stereo. Dancing on the Ceiling from The Governor, Brian Rodwell. And apologies for a bit of mistracking on the tape there. Now, for another contribution from George Blackmore, this time from the Astoria, Aberdeen, Compton in a 1959 broadcast. Roulette by Trevor Stanford, otherwise known as Russ Conway, followed by Love Is. Thank you. Love Is, which was also featured in a contemporaneous broadcast by Stanley Wiley. And as we're getting towards the end of the programme, let's hear Stanley's composition Hurrying Home, which has now become a popular theatre organ standard, and is played here by Howard Thomas once again on BBC Theatre Organ Number 2. Made it, Howard Thomas Hurrying Home in 1960. Well, it is time for the last item now, and let's have a final visit to the Avro Studio Standart Compton in 1980. Here's a rousing rhythmic finale from Arnold Loxham. Thank you. The Locks and Bounds, and The Old Piano Rag. Well, many thanks to Martin Barker for his archive recordings, and thanks to all of you for listening. Here's Damon Cox back in the chair next week, and this is John Leeming saying goodbye until I see you again next month with a light-hearted selection for April.